Everyone. So tonight, I'd like to discuss the minhag of not dancing and playing music and listening to music, etc., during Sfira. And this source, one source, if you look in the Maggid of Rama, at the beginning of Tav Tzadi Gimel, mentions this. That is to say, to go back a step, when we spoke 2 weeks ago about haircutting, we spoke last week about chasanas, so those are both Mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch itself. Sif Aleph says Nogin Shlo Lisa Isha, and Sif Beis says Nogin Shlo Listaper. So those are both Mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mechaber. However, Rikudim or Mecholos, which means different forms of dancing and playing musical instruments, etc., it's not Mefurish in the Mechaber, or the Ramah, and it's not Mefurish in the body of the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Magen Avraham brings this. The Magen Avraham in Sifkan Aleph, right here at the beginning of Siman Tav Tzadi Gimel, when he's talking about the fact that one, although one is not allowed to marry during the Sfira period, meaning to do Nisuin, as we discussed last week, but Erusin is Mutter, at the time when they would separate the Maisa Erusin, the actual Kiddushin, from the Nisuin, from the culmination of the marriage process, when they used to separate those two things. So Erusin was mutter and not Nisuin, as we mentioned last week. Nowadays, we don't separate them anyway, so we don't do any of it. But it says that Erusin is mutter, and it's even mutter to do so, to have a suda with music. However, says the Magen Avraham, Avalasus rikudin u'mecholos shel rishus. But to do dancing, kudim mechalos are different forms of dancing. To do dancing shel rishus, where it's not dvar mitzvah, no gul esor. And then he continues, v'nirali shaf mi sha'osa shiduchim, osa lasas rikudim mechalos. In other words, shiduchim means basically to make a shidduch, an engagement, what we call engagement. If a couple gets engaged and they want to make a vart or some sort of engagement celebration, so on that, says the Magen Avraham, even that should not have dancing. He uses the words rikud mechol, should not have dancing. The only heter is for erusin. Erusin is mamash advar mitzvah, but it's mutter during the sfira. So there you could have dancing, like we mentioned in the previous weeks, that if a person makes a chasna on Lag BaOmer. Or he makes a chasna on the right before Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and it goes into the night during a time when those people, let's say the chasna kala, are keeping the minhag mesfira. They could still continue. They could still continue once they got married during the day. So now the dancing and the music is all part of the simcha of the chasna. Once the chasna was allowed, so that's allowed as well. So if the erusin is allowed during this period, then the music is simcha shel mitzvah, the music shel mitzvah, the dancing. So far, it's only mentioned dancing, but it's dancing shel mitzvah, so that's allowed as well. But if it's shel rishus, not, and even shiduchim, even to avart, even to make, to celebrate an engagement, that's considered rishus. That's not this level of mitzvah that's matarit. That's what the Magen Avraham says. And here the Aruch HaShulchan adds, v'kol shekein she'asa lezamer b'chlei zemer. The Magen Avraham again only mentions dancing. The Aruch HaShulchan adds, kol shekein, certainly, to play musical instruments at these affair. Whenever you can't have this dancing, so you certainly can't have musical instruments. Rav Moshe writes this as well in a tshuva in the first Chelek of Baruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Samach Vav. Now that tshuva is a very interesting tshuva. Rav Moshe is discussing, is it permissible, is one allowed to play music the entire year? Play music, listen to music the entire year? Because there is a discussion in Shulchan Aruch at the end of, after Hilchas Tisha B'Av, when the Shulchan Aruch talks about things that were instituted Zeichel L'Churban, Simen Tav Kuf Samach. Over there, it discusses the prohibitions against you playing music, and that they zeich l'churban, they made prohibitions against music in general. And if you look over there, there's a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Rama about the extent of the iser, whether it's a general iser for all situations, or they only asked it in a more of a kavuatika fashion, for example, at a meal, to play music while you're eating, or to go to sleep to music or wake up to music. Those are considered to be more derech keva, but stomp to play music in a less let's say less kavua, more derech aroi, just without not in a at set times, at set occasions, that's more kal, and there the Ramah is more makalid than the Mechaber. So Rav Moshe is tshuva, though, really feels that once it's kedai to be machmer like the Mechaber. So it's like a year round. But anyway, I remember when I first I was very young, just a teenager, and I heard about this. I learned the tshuva, but maybe I was told the tshuva or told about the tshuva, whatever it is. And perhaps it's largely based on a Gemara in Gittin, a Daf Zayin in Gittin, where it says Zimra Minolan De Aser. So I'd learned Gittin in 11th grade, but we hadn't learned the first parak, so I'm not sure how it came. But somehow it made a big impression on me that this is Aser. And then right after 11th grade, I went to Eretz Yisrael to learn. And I remember walking into Meir Shearim, and there's a person selling all sorts of tapes, and I think he was even playing music to attract him. And I was like, wow, what's that? This is Eretz Yisrael. And I just, I was very impressed by this Rav Moshe saying, it's Aser. And so we know it's not the Minhag Olam to be Machmer music throughout the year. We know that. But Al Kapanim, Rav Moshe, at the end of the Tshuva, Rav Moshe writes that he says, just one second. I don't remember the exact lesson. This is Vimea Sfira. I think this may be his lesson. Vimea Sfira, Yesh Lesar Bezimra Demana, Afla Hamatirin. Even those who are Matir the rest of the year, Matir Zimra Demana, meaning through a Keli, meaning, because he discusses in the Tshuva whether there's a distinction between singing and playing musical instruments. So he says, when it comes to Sfira days, even if you're Makel the rest of the year, certainly Zimra Demana during Sfira is Usr. That's what Moshe writes in the Tshuva. Then there's a Tshuva in the Yisa Yosef, which we mentioned that Sefer a number of times the past couple of weeks, which is the Tshuvas of Rav Yosef Efrati, writing, discussing and embellishing Psakim and Horos of Rabbi Yashiv. And so there in the first Chelik in Siman Kuf Beis, he was, somebody wrote to him who was challenging Rav Moshe's Psak. He says, where did Rav Moshe get to say such a thing that it's us that play music? Where does it say that? It doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch. It's not in the Chabar Ramah. It doesn't say you can't play music during Sfira. And so Rav Efrati very strongly defends Rav Moshe's Tshuva. He says there's no tamia whatsoever. He says, "Fakarat the mechaber, as we said, the mechaber holds that the rest of the whole year you're not allowed to play musical instruments. So even the Ramah that's matir the rest of the year, but avada during Sfira where it's supposed to be mamayit aminei simcha, so that should be one of the first things that should be eliminated."
Does the Ramah mention
anything? No, he doesn't. He doesn't talk about dancing or music. No.
So what he leaves is for you to infer.
I'm not sure if I could answer that exactly, if that's his kavod, or maybe he took it as a davar pasha, maybe like the way Rav Efrati writes, that if we're talking about a period of time when we need to be memayit in various forms of simcha, so that should be the first thing. That should be, as we see, maybe you can call it perhaps inferring from the dinim of Zecha L'Chor, but if they bad some asid of the whole year, so even though the Ramah is more makel in terms of the application of that din the rest of the year, but maybe it should be, maybe assume that yes, it would be pasha. I'm not sure. But I'll come out in the Magen Avraham, or Magen Avraham, he says Rekudim Mechalis, and the Rechal Shulchan says that means Kol Shekein Klei Zemer, so that's really all. Rav Moshe is just really going on their heels, even though I don't think he quotes anything in that tshuva. He just says that Avad should be Aser. So, as I'm saying, Rav Efrati in that tshuva, certainly defends and backs up Rav Moshe and says it's a davar pasha that it would be Aser during Sfira. Okay, so now So the question is, when does this apply? Meaning to say, we've discussed in the previous weeks that there are different minhagim as to which part of Sfira one keeps the minhag of not making chasanas. We discussed that a lot last week, and the minhag of not taking haircuts. It's not during the entire 49 days, entire 7 weeks, although there are those that do keep it that way, but that's the minhagim that are brought here. Some they keep only from the beginning of like Ba'omer, some from Rosh Chodesh Iyar or thereabouts till Shlosh Shemei Hagbalo or Tilei Shavuos, depending. We discussed all the nuances of that in the previous weeks. But when it comes to this, at least when it comes to, again, Rikudim U'Mecholos, the Sharetzion here, the Mishnah Berurah, brings from the Achronim that there's a tzad, or a strong tzad, to Aser even the entire time. Yes, the Mishnah Berurah, I mentioned the Magid Avraham, but about Rikudim Machalos, the Mishnah Berurah himself brings it as well. Mishnah Berurah in Sifka and Gimel here says that, says now we know, like we said, we don't do Erisin, so we don't do Erisin separate from the Suin, so Mamela we can't do Erisin during Sfira. But Shiduchim, Mikam Akam Lassus, Shiduchim Lassus Suda is Mutter, Avalassus Rikudim Machalos Nagu Isser. The Kal Shekem Beshar Rikudim Machalos Shavashus. So Mishnah Berurah brings down this friend, you know, the Magid Avraham that we mentioned, that Rikudim Machalos Shavashus is Asr. And there in the Sharet Zion, he says, Vafilu ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar, even before Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And he continues, Umei Rosh Chodesh Sivan ad Atzeres, the last few days of Sfira, from Rosh Chodesh Sivan till Shavuos, La'osan Hanogin L'Stapper, even for people who, at that point, they already are taking haircuts during that Tkufa, Yesh L'Histapik, Im Yesh L'Hakab Rekudim Machalos Shavashus. It's still not pashut that you can be mekel in dancing. And he's quoting this the Primogodim Hashem and Eliyahu Rabbah. Meaning there's a tzad in the Achronim that this is basically, Rabbi Friday said, this is more basic. This is elementary. You know, dancing or, and we're going to group it all in one now based on the Archa Shulchan and the Rosh Tshuva. We're grouping them together for the most part, except if we... maybe we'll separate them a little bit at the end. But basically, we're grouping together dancing, and that means dancing even without music. I mean, but real dancing. I don't mean like shuffling around, you know, like we do on Shabbos even sometimes, or some places do that even davening, like Lel Chadodi, or sometimes when there's a simcha. I don't mean, or like we do by Kiddush Levana. I don't mean shuffling around. I'm talking about dancing. So dancing even without music is usher, and music even without dancing, and certainly the two together. So on that, again, so the Mishnah Berurah says that even those who are at a time when they matter haircuts, it's not so posh that this is mutter. Meaning to say that this seems to be more basic, maybe for two reasons. One reason, like we just said before, because it's even it brings morally day simcha. You know, a person likes to get a haircut, and cutting hair is definitely something which implies a lack of avelus, as we know in Ovel, Leinu can't cut his hair for whatever it is, 30 days or even longer if it's for a parent. But music, being engaging in music, certainly playing music and playing instruments, certainly is something that's ma'or simcha a lot more. And having a group of people doing music together is a tremendous form of being ma'or simcha. So that's number one, why maybe that they asked that even longer. Or number two, maybe because the other things that they were matir is more, there's more of a tzarech, like chasinus. There's a tzarech for chasinus. It's a mitzvah gadol. It's a mitzvah rabba. You could free an eved in order to for the mitzvah period of rivia or whatever it is. It's a mitzvah gadol, a chasin, and it's a chiddush that we ask our chasinus. In fact, by the 3 weeks, which is more chama than sfira, it says the main reason they ask our chasin is during the 3 weeks, at least the Rosh Chodesh Av. The main reason is not to be my simcha, because they might not have done that in b'makom mitzvah. But it's because anyway, it's not a mesugel dekazman. It's not a mazel dekazman to get married. So for that reason, they eliminated chasnas. But it could be they wouldn't have done it otherwise. And so it's a chiddush that there's a minig not to get married during sfira. And haircutting also, okay, haircut is not the same mitzvah rabba. You can't free your eved to get a haircut. But even so, it's at least it's tikkun haguf. It's a tzarech haguf. Music is an extra for the average person. Not to mention a person who has, you know, emotional issues or psychological, and he needs music for his health. We're not talking about that for mental health. We're talking about the average person, where music is a form of pleasure. It's a form of pleasure, maybe relaxation, but certainly a form of pleasure. So that the Achronim was stopping that maybe it should be also even the whole time. I think we mentioned the past. The Prima Gadim says even during Chol HaMoed. During Chol HaMoed Pesach, you shouldn't. I mean, it could be that's what the Mishnah Berurah means by these words. I feel ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar.
What about like sad music?
What is that?
Sad music.
Sad music.
Like melancholy.
So there are those that are machalic. I mean, why would you listen to sad music to mishtatif and the tsar of the zman, the patir of the Talmid Rav Akiva?
Not really, but people like there is music that's just not.
Okay, so that that's different. Okay, music, which is like power, but we'll talk about it a little bit later, maybe. So anyway, what I'm saying is that it's not even pasha that music is okay at times when other things are okay. And in terms of how the poskim approach this, the later poskim, this is brought in the sefer Bein Pesach Shavuos. He brings a quote there from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who said that one should avoid rikudim and mechalas shel rishus, one should avoid during the even the days that other things are mutter. And this is brought in again now in the Halich Shlomo as well. And he writes ubalag ba'omer atzmo lahanogim karama. Those who know like the Rama that lamed gimel is already mutter as opposed to mechaba that's only matter haircuts and stuff on lamed dalad. But those who know like the Rama, so and lag ba'omer is mutter for haircuts and stuff. Efshur sheish lahater. Okay, now we know that the minhag ha'olam is to be mekel on this. That halavai, people should be properly nisar in the at least during 33 days. At least nisar when they're not taking haircuts, not having chasnas. But the rest of the time, the minhag is pretty strong. It seems to be mekel. In the kovetz halachas, Rishon will come and ask you, sefer. So his psakim. He writes there that dancing in the rikudim u'mechalos shel rishus should not be done, even in the days when haircuts can be taken. But listening to music, he says, is okay during the days when you're allowed to take a haircut, right? The days that you're not keeping quote unquote keeping the sphere of minhagim. Not talking about the days that you are, the days that you're not, this additional chumra to say that it applies even the other days, says mechalik between dancing, which shouldn't be done, and listening to music, which he says is okay. Now, when it comes to Lag BaOmer, yes, clearly the minhag is to be mekel to listen to music. However, it should be stated that really the ikar, the minhag is, as we said, legabe haircuts and weddings, the heter is during the day of Lag BaOmer. We discussed this, I think, Barichas last week, the Mishnah Berurah that this, last week, 2 weeks ago, maybe both, when the Mishnah Berurah brings some achronim that are mekel to take haircuts the night of Lag BaOmer, and he says he doesn't agree, but he says, I brought it down because, there are a number of achronim that the achronim say it, so I didn't totally leave it out from the Mishnah Berurah, but he doesn't endorse it. But he brings to Eli Rabbah, but Chasna is absolutely not. There's no mukar. So we mentioned the Ramakilim and that Ramosh and Shuvah is Makel on Chasna's. I mentioned that there are others and Minhagim to be Makel for Chasna's. But then again, that's talking about Chasna's and that's talking about cutting hair. Right. Sorry? No, cutting hair. But in terms of music, or dancing, we don't find. So I'm dancing, okay, if it's at a chasna. But again, rikudim shemachal shel rishus, or listening to music shel rishus, on that we don't find that there's any heter at night. The reason why to distinguish between the night and the day is that we need the mixus hayom. Like certainly those who are ending their avelas that day. So that's day 33. So they need a mixus hayom day 33, like we mentioned by regular avelas, like shiva and shloshim. They need the mixus hayom. And then Misayom means the Yom, and that according to the Iker Day, it means the Yom, not the night before. And even those who are, or maybe even Kol Shekein, those who are continuing afterwards, so it's a Chiddush that we might make it all together on Lag BaOmer, because really it's one of the 33 days they're counting. And we don't find anywhere else you can just take one day in the middle and cut it in half and say, I'll be making it in the morning, say Misayom. It's a Chiddush that we make it on Lag BaOmer for whatever reason. Whatever reason it is, that's I think the lashon the Prima Gadim uses. May Eze Tam Hikilu B'Lag BaOmer. But for whatever reason, they would make it on Lag BaOmer. But that's during the day. Now, so to music at night or concerts at night or to listen to music is not something that's easily justifiable and not something that's at all recommended. In fact, it's highly, highly discouraged. Now, so we know that there are places that there's major celebrations, the night of Lag BaOmer, take Miron for example. Of course, we know that there's a lot, I've never been there, but I understand that there's a lot of music and stuff going on there. That's the makom of the Kvura of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So there's perhaps some sources to be mekel, machmas, the simcha of the Hilul of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, at least at the spot, the makom is kever. And from there, it has in certain circles, it's spread out, and that they make all the bechal, even not in Miron, but in other places they make all and they make whatever it is, bonfires and stuff, and they have music. And there's nothing more than bonfire, but they have music as well, music and dancing as well. And perhaps they're relying on the idea that if it's done l'shem the hilulah shem shemirchai, that it's mutter. But even if we'll grant that, I'm not recommending that a person go to such celebrations, certainly outside of Meiron. But even if we would grant that, but it doesn't go beyond that. It doesn't go to having a concert or to listening to playing instruments or listening to instruments or anything like that. One place where if you want to see this inside is in the Kovitz Halachas, the Pesachim of Shmuel Kamenetsky. This is in I think it's the Perches. I think it's Sif Yud. Right. Sif Yud, when he discusses this about what could be done the night of Lag Bar. I mentioned this last week, and he does say in here that Lagabe haircuts and there's Shas Hadchak, one could be making at night. That's his Lashonim, Shas Hadchak, Efshel Lahakel at night. And as far as Chasnas, it doesn't say specifically in here, but it says. However, he says otherwise it has to be during the day. V'chein hadin l'nin tizmores, that has to be during the day. The medina tizmores v'rikudim u'mechalas, music and dancing aser b'leil lag ba'omer. V'ha'olam nogu l'hakel l'gabi kudim u'mechalas tizmores v'tzarech iyun. So he writes, and in the bottom when he explains the one who wrote the Rebbe Kleiman who wrote the sefer, he quotes Rishmol in the bottom. He says that aval in rikudim mechalas shereshus ein lahatir b'leil lag ba'omer. V'har be'nogin hetel in rikudim mechalas mishum hilula to Reb Shimon bar Yochai. V'ulai chosh v'nezel rikudim shel mitzvah. Maybe they can see this rikudim shel mitzvah because they're doing it to give cover to Reb Shimon Yochai. Sheish mokam lahatir k'mal shekaz machzah shekel. V'hu doicheik. It's a shver heter. U'mitzad hadin ein roi lahakal b'zeh. And he's talking about, you know, even when it's being done, the shame hilul of Shem Yochai. Even he said mitzada din ain roi lahakal b'zeh. Certainly when it's not.
We say tachnun the mincha before.
Our minig is not to say tachnun, but just like it's our minig not to say tachnun, like I mentioned earlier, the era of Tisha B'av, and I'm not Tisha B'av. Taka true era of Tisha B'av. That's not what I meant to say. I meant to say era of Tu B'Shvat, and era of Tu B'av, and era of Tisha B'av, or. What other Erev Rosh Chodesh? I mean, but it doesn't have, you know, can't make a suit of Rosh Chodesh on Erev Rosh Chodesh.
Right, but I feel like Erev Rosh Chodesh would have more of a, say, precedent for being not having. Because it sounds like government's not having any inherent sort of.
I'm sorry, I'm not following what
you're saying. Does it sound like the reason we don't say Tachman by.
Is because any pretty much any day that has a reason not to say tachten, unless that reason is something that only starts like in the middle of the day, otherwise we don't say tachten in mincha before as well. That's the minute. Now there are those that link it and link that the possible heter of haircuts maybe is telling you at night is telling you whether you say tachten or not, but the Mishnah Berurah does not link it that way at all. Okay, anyway, so. Moving on, now, so what kind of music, what kind of forms of music or is us? So it includes both live music or recorded music. So there's a discussion, again, the Kovitz Halacha has a discussion about this, that there are poskim that say that if you record music, even if it's just a person singing, now, everyone holds, as far as I know, everyone holds, a person could sing during an individual. There are those that say to sing together in a group, like to have a kumsitz or something, should not be done, cannot be done on during Sfira. But a person singing by himself without any musical accompaniment, that's okay. However, if you record it, if you record yourself singing, or record anyone singing, to listen to that, there are posts come and say that that's considered like a musical instrument. Once it's recorded, and it's being played back on a recorded, you know, a device, now that's called an instrument. This is Svara, Rabbi Yasha discusses this Svara, and Rav Vosner, and a number of posts can say such a Svara, that recorded music is no longer shir b'peh, even though the actual shir was produced by the mouth, but since it's recorded, that itself is an instrument. The other side of the coin is to say, no, the instruments means an instrument that helps embellish the music, that helps enhance the music, that is, you know, when you sing with a musical accompaniment, it's much more chashev and much more simchadik than when you just sing alone. That's maybe the pashup shot, but, and Rav Moshe in the tshuva seems to go there. Rav Moshe, there's a tshuva in, it's that same tshuva that I quoted before, Rav Chaim Aleph Simkuf Samach Vav, where he talks about music, and he makes certain distinctions between peh and instruments. So he writes at the end that if you're hearing music on the radio, is not like hearing somebody singing over the radio. This is true from a long time ago, and people listen to radios. But hearing somebody sing on the radio is not called a musical instrument. That's what Rav Moshe writes. It's not. However, like I said, there are gedolim that say Rav Shlomo Zalman is supik about this, if that makes an instrument or not. But as it says in the Kavis Halachas, he says lemaisa, when a person is, when you're recording the music, it typically a person is, you do make an effort that it should be, you know, more chashuv and perhaps the especially nowadays, I think for sure that way with all the technology and all the you know, the, it's called the fake music that they're able to create through various you know, through machinery and what is it?
Auto-tune.
You know, whatever it may be. So Mistamba recorded music is much more chash. It could be, even a person singing is much more chash than it was once upon a time. But Al Kalpanim, certainly if it's done in a way that's simulating instruments like a cappella or other things of that nature, where the goof are trying to make it sound like instruments, are trying to have the same impact, the same effect on a person is hearing. And I mean, I was in a store once, a firm store during, I forget, it was 3 or 3 weeks, and there's pipe music, and it was, you know, a kosher store. So I went over to the manager, I said, hi, so he said, it's a cappella. So, I mean, I didn't even know, I mean, I heard it's not a very nice tape, but what's going on? I forget, it was 3 weeks, or Sphira. But it's a cappella, so what's, you know, what's the heter for that? The whole idea is that it's not to bring the day simcha. So if it happens to be fake, it's not like this exeris akasov against be'etzim. We saw music's not even mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. It's pashut, though it's understood that it's something that's maybe the day simcha, and therefore it's also so. If simulated music, which has the same effect, should certainly be problematic. I've always said this, but I just saw a mamish tonight. Just occurred to me after I, you know, have the various farim that I've been looking into. So this is a sefer here called Shoshanas Yisrael, which he has. This is Rabbi Mordechai Kanner from Toronto. He has on various topics, and his farim are heavily based, or he includes quite a few horos, Piskei Halacha from Rav Shlomo Miller, who is a mechanic from Toronto, and Rav Miller was the Rosh Kol there, and more than that. And so his svarim, Derech Klal, include a lot of psak. He writes that right on the cover, that it includes. It's not limited to that. It's not like the Kovetz Halacha, which is based entirely on Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky's psakim, with the elaboration and on the bottom. But it's the psakim of Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky. That's not the case here, but it includes quite a bit. So he does. I don't know if he has a volume on Sphira. If he does, I don't own it. But it occurred to me he has on Beinim Tzarim, and there's definitely, you know, 3 weeks. There's definitely overlap. So let me see. You know, maybe I'll get in some of the topics I was preparing for tonight. Let me see what he says. So, I right here at the beginning of the Sefer, Perek Aleph. This is on page Yud Beis, Perek Aleph, Ha'ara Lamed Vav. He brings a letter from Shlomo, a letter which Rav Shlomo Miller wrote back in Tufshin Samach Dalid, which was 19 years ago, right? Approximately, you know, I guess 2004. And he says, "Bebeis Yisrael, Reisi Sharure." I've seen something, Sharure, like something, like some excitement or something which is improper, something going on, something occurring that's not correct. Mashe Hischil Hishtamish Besaratim Shel Negina Bemein Abitzarim. People have begun using tapes or videos of Negina, of music, during Bein Abitzarim Vegam Beshua Shechol Bo Tishabav. V'karin zeh b'shem sphira tapes. They call them sphira tapes. U'menagna nigunim shel simcha b'chlei shir hanikre a cappella. And they play a cappella music. B'farhesya b'kol gadol. V'gam meshmim kolos shel nigun b'socha chanuyos. And even in stores, like the experience I had, even in stores, they're playing these tapes b'zman avelis. Gam etzel yehudim charedim b'nei Torah. People that are charedim shiadim, people of b'nei Torah. Ulahalacha ein shum nafkamina. There's no difference im yesh klishir beseret olo. Elokol klishir shall simcha usr. Any klishir shall simcha usr ubefrat befar hesia. Shenas elisameach hashomim. That's meant to gladden and give simcha to the people. He says, "Ukadeshala yomru chas v'shalom hitiru prushim esadaber." So nobody should say that the rabbis are okay with it. Good luck, it's happening, and nobody's protesting. So, tzrichem limchos b'chol taikef. You have to protest with forcefully. The lesser is hasira tapes behechleit. And he says, "V'gam b'mei hasfira." Till now, he's talking about the 3 weeks. But he says, "V'gam b'mei hasfira ain chilek bein elu l'shar minishia." There's no difference between the sfira tapes, a cappella, or whatever they, however they make them, and any other music. So I see, Baruch Hashem, that Rav Shlomo Biller is already omen on this, not just omen, but he took it very seriously. He felt it was a pirtza that needed to be addressed, and he did so in this. In this letter, which is published here by Rabbi Kanner and Sefer Shana Yisrael and Beinu Mitzarim. So, Al Kapanim, that's the position that we are advancing here as well, that this shouldn't be. Now, types of songs which are b'chlal not simchadik, which are just, you know, very passive and low-key, there are though, maybe chazanus, there are those that are mistopic, that maybe that, or mitzadik, that might be mutter. It's not, they don't like a blanket heterim, but it's more muckup to be mekel, maybe for situations where there's, let's say, a need or a quasi-need. Let's go to the other extreme. Somebody who, Rahman's son, is ill, and he needs for his pashut, for his stability, and in order that he's not, doesn't suffer from, you know, some any type of extreme anxiety or something. I'm talking to a point where it's, you know, serious condition that needs to be addressed, whether it's anxiety or whatever it may be, and music is something that calms him and that gives him the ability to function normally. That's a different story. So refuah is mutter. During the 9 days, if a person needs to bathe in hot water for refuah, or even on Tisha B'Av, but if he needs for refuah, he needs hot water, so he gets mutter during the 9 days. Not just water, but hot water. It's mutter for refuah. It's for refuah is mutter. So in Chanami, you know, refuah is hanefesh. I mean, mental refuah is also a justification. So if a person really needs it for that, okay. But not talking about that. So I'm talking about just if it's music which is not being used for refuah, but there are maybe in between cases where there's a greater tzarech, so then there are those that lean towards allowing music which is einu mevli de simcha. But there are yesh v'yesh, some feel don't make any distinctions at all. That would be something a person would have to ask on a on an individual basis. Okay, so the question is, what situations are there where music would be okay? So we mentioned the chasna that goes from Lag B'Omer goes into the night, or Rosh Chodesh Iyar to the night. Rav Moshe, Rav Eliashiv, and others say that that's mutter. What about a Shever Brachas then? A couple got married Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and now they're in Shever Brachas the first week of Iyar, which everybody keeps Sfira then, right? Everybody keeps the Menorah. So could they have, they could definitely have Shever Brachas. Could they have music and dancing at the Shever Brachas? So Rav Moshe writes in the Shuvah, yes, Rav Moshe, Nor Chaim Beisim, and Sadi Hey, says they're allowed to have music and dancing, Shever, that's considered Simcha Shel Mitzvah. We saw at the beginning, the Isser is only Rikudim Mechol Shel Rishos, but at an Erisin, if it would be mutter, if you'd be mutter to do erisin, you could do it. So Sheva Brachas is mutter. They got married on Lag B'Omer, they're allowed to get married, even though they're keeping the, you know, sphere after Lag B'Omer, they're allowed to have Sheva Brachas. And the participants are allowed to participate, even people that are keeping that minug, they're allowed to participate in the music and the dancing. That's what Moshe says. Rabbi Yashiv says this as well, quoted by the Yisa Yosef in the fourth chelik of the Sefer, Or Chaim Gimel, Simon Koftes, Osei, says the same thing. And it's interesting, Shmuel Kamenetsky is not so certain to be mekel, because he says it's not so common to have music and dancing in Shever Brachas. He says dancing, he's dancing, I believe he is matir. Not over there. That's maybe by bar mitzvah or something. He says Yishla stopping. He's mesupik. He's mesupik if you could allow it or not. What's really interesting in the new sefer that came out, Pesachim of Rav David Feinstein, Rabbi Frankel asked Rav David, is allowed to have music dancing at a Sheva Brachas, and he said no. They're very short tshuvas there, like a lot of yes and no's. But so Rabbi Frankel put out to say himself, makes a note on the bottom that this is in contrast to what Ramosha writes in the tshuva, the clear that it's mutter, but Rav David told him that it's not mutter. Al Kamani, we mentioned already at Avart, though. It's not mutter. And a bar mitzvah, so many say that a bar mitzvah me'ikra din, it should really be mutter. A bar mitzvah meaning whether if it's bo bayom, certainly, or even not bo bayom, but if that's the day they're celebrating and the bar mitzvah boy is doresh, or makes a siyum, so me'ikra din, there's makom to be mekel, but in practice, Everybody says not to do it. Everybody that I've seen says not to do it. Rabbi Yashiv is brought down by the UC Yosef Chelik Aleph Simukut Beis not to do it. And the Kovetz Halachas says as well not to do it. Here's where he makes a distinction. He says, dancing without music, you can be moderated by Mr. Just dancing. But no music, no instruments or anything of the sort, or recorded music or anything like that. Shmuel Felder in his Sefer also says that we don't do it. So I once discussed with the Rav David Zucker and with the Rav First about the bar mitzvah that's being held during a part of the sfira that some don't keep, meaning let's say after Lag BaOmer or before Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So they both told me that it would be mutter, provided at least that the parents and the bar mitzvah bacher are keeping the other minhag, so that during those, that for them it's mutter those days, so they could have a bar mitzvah with music and dancing, even though some of the guests may be keeping the sfira. But again, the guests could come and keep mishtatif. And First told me this in the name of Rav Moshe that they could, but however, he said, let's say it's Lag BaOmer, and they're keeping what we call the second minhag. So after Lag BaOmer, they go back to the minhag Avelis, so then they have to stop by Shkia. He says, by Chasna, Rav Moshe said, they don't have to stop. He told me this, and it's first in the Tshuvas. By Chasna, they don't have to stop. Once they got married, then they're allowed to have music. And we saw Rav Moshe says, even Sheva Brachas, the whole week they could have music and dancing. But a bar mitzvah, not. A bar mitzvah they could have during Lag BaOmer, or during the time when they're not keeping the minhagim, it's okay. But if it spills over, the bar mitzvah celebration spills over into a time when it's already us, like it goes from Rosh Chodesh Iyar into Motzai Rosh Chodesh Iyar or whatever, then they have to stop the music and dancing. So it's only mutter during the time when they're not keeping the minhagim. But otherwise, the minhag is not to have
Why is it less than a mitzvah than Sheva Brachas?
So it seems that because even if maybe not so much less of a mitzvah, or maybe more of a question of what's the regilis. By Sheva Brachas, even though Rav Shmuel is talking, also Danny saying that maybe it's not so ruggle, but it's much more ruggle, especially let's say if you have a Sheva Brachas you got married out of town and come back to your hometown. It's very ruggle to have a Sheva Brachas with the music and dancing. And nowadays, all sorts of parties, permissible parties, are becoming more, elaborate or more,
extravagant,
right? And souped up. So it's probably okay. And now Rav Moshe wasn't speaking nowadays, so that doesn't really explain that. But I think the idea is that bar mitzvah, in general, bar mitzvahs didn't necessarily always have music and dancing. It wasn't a given. It's become more of a given, but it wasn't always such a given. But with Chasen Akala, there's a mitzvah to be mesameach Chasen Akala. There's no mitzvah per se to be mesameach. The bar mitzvah, but maybe I'm saying a little slightly different chalik, but I think this is also correct. You know, mitzvah mesameach the bar mitzvah boy, other than any yid, and it's a suda's mitzvah to join in his simcha. But there's no mitzvah per se to do things to get him to smile and be happy. Whereas by Chasen Akala there is. So that's probably part of it. In terms of hachnas to save a Torah during Sfira, so Rabbi Yafish was brought down. I saw a couple of places discussed. One is the Yisrael Yosef first Chelik Simon Kuf Aleph, saying that it's mutter to have music at hachnas to save a Torah during Sfira. But he says it should be toned down a little bit. It should be a heck of that Sfira. It shouldn't be the same elaborate celebration that's normally done. In terms of the music, it should be toned down a little bit. Okay, now on places like where there's music being played, like a waiting room, and say you have to, in a professional medical office or something, or a person goes to a store, let's say goes to a regular non-Jewish supermarket, and they're playing music of the thing. You don't have to avoid going to such places. You're allowed to go to a doctor's office even if you know there's going to be music and played in the waiting room. But these are just background things. It's not really meant to bring the day simcha. Maybe it's meant to be relaxing, especially in the doctor's office. But it's not meant to bring the person the day simcha. And anyway, it's incidental. You're not going there, hopefully, to listen to the music. You're there for whatever reason you're there, and the music is just like a background thing. By the same token, background music on the videos or something, which are which you're allowed to see, which they're not really, not musicals per se, but there's background music to just to make the video more presentable. Then many say that that's okay. It's okay. You don't have to try to like tone out the music. That would be okay. Now, what about a person who exercises during and during Sfira? He normally exercises to music. So his question is, that mutter to continue to do so, to use the music during Sfira? So if it's necessary, I mean, if he finds that without the music, it's not happening. He can't exercise without music. He needs something to keep him going. Or maybe the exercise itself is to some sort of beat. So then it's permissible to do. But as brought, it's not, one shouldn't take advantage of this. Meaning, if a person who really, he could exercise without it. If he doesn't have his music recording with him, so he'll listen to a shir or listen to nothing or whatever it is, and he'll do it anyway. But he prefers, it's much easier with the music, so it's not so pushy to do it. It's really a question if it's going to really affect the results and affect his sticking to the program. Certainly, one who needs music, one who's driving a long drive, and he pasha needs it to stay alert. If it's for the children to keep them occupied. So, although children shehigiyu lechinuch, we say should not listen to music during sfira, but kids beneath the age of chinuch, or more makel with, and particularly a case in a car trip or something like that, where otherwise it might be very difficult to keep them in their seats and to keep them off the back of the driver. But if the driver, even if the driver himself needs the music, he actually needs music to keep him awake. So that would be what to do. It's brought down in the Kovetz Halachas, and that's the Pashut. And maybe the last thing to mention is music lessons. A person that's wants to take lessons or practice. So some of Machalik, if he's just at a very elementary stage where he's just learning notes, he's not playing any songs, that would be okay. But once it's beyond that, when he's playing songs, then the heter would only be, this is Ramashashi, only if it's for professional purposes, meaning for his ideas, for Parnassi. He's learning how to play an instrument with the idea of becoming a musician. Or maybe he is a musician, he's learning how to play a different instrument or learning new techniques. But for Parnassa, Pasha for Parnassa, that's mutter to do. It's mutter to practice if he needs to stay or practice for a performance for Parnassa. But a person is doing it for entertainment or for pleasure, which is usually by children, it's that way. Maybe it'll end up being some form of Parnassa, but it's a very big if, with small children. So then that shouldn't be done. It shouldn't be done. The sphere lessons or practicing should be curtailed until after Sfira.
What if you're giving lessons?
You're giving lessons for Parnassa. If you're doing it for income, then you could do it. You could do it as long. It might be the shaila of if you're doing it for Jews, can they take the lessons? So maybe they should ask a shaila. But from your perspective, it would be okay.
Yes. Summarize.
Yes.